1819 News.
If a person is convicted of trafficking a child here in Alabama, they will now spend the rest of their life behind bars. Governor Ivey has signed the Sound of Freedom Act into law. The governor says this crime is heinous and heart-wrenching, and those found guilty should face the harshest penalties. This bill is leading the nation in striking hard against the crime of child sex trafficking by giving anyone over the age of 19 an immediate life sentence. The bill was given the name of Sound of Freedom Act in honor of the movie that came out last year about Tim Ballard and his efforts to save children from sex traffickers in Columbia. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
A trial date has been set for June in the case of an Irondale man who is charged with placing an explosive device outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office. 26-year-old Kyle Calvert will have a pretrial conference first on May 15th, and the trial is set to begin June 17th. The reasons behind the bombing appear to be connected to the fact that Calvert supports Antifa, calls himself a pansexual with they-them pronouns, and has railed on social media against conservative values and politics. One person is dead after a DeKalb County school bus had a wreck with another vehicle. The driver of the school bus sustained minor injuries. The driver in the other car has died. The crash occurred along Alabama Highway 40. There are no reports of children being on that bus. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.